It says in Scripture, John 16:44, "For no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them near to me, and at the last day I will raise them up." Now I want you to pay attention, and you would do well to notice that this statement was made during Christ's time on earth, before the resurrection, and before the Holy Spirit was given to us. That scripture can easily, and has been many times, misinterpreted, and it can leave large margins of error. It's easy to say, "I can't draw them near, see, only God can." But we have been called to do the work of an evangelist. 2 Timothy 4:5. Matthew 28:18-20 also states, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of age." Romans 10:14-15. "How then can they call on the one that they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach to them unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news." Are you starting to get the picture? See, there's no such thing as a private relationship with Jesus. Your relationship with Jesus Christ was meant to be a public spectacle for all to see. See, it's easy to make the excuse of only God can draw him near. But for those of you who choose to go against Scripture and do not do the work of an evangelist, my question is, though you already stand in error, if you actually had a point of validity, wouldn't it be rooted in scriptural truth? Isn't the same Spirit that lives in Christ now living in you? Or am I making that up? Isn't that Romans 8:11? And if that scripture is true, then didn't Jesus also say, "Whoever believes in me will do the works that I've been doing, and they will do even greater works than these"? I believe that scripture too. In fact, that's John 14:12, to be exact. Doesn't scripture also say in Colossians 1:2, "To whom God was pleased to make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you"? Pay attention. "Christ in you, the hope of glory." Isn't that the answer? Only God can draw them near? Well, Christ being in us, remember the beginning of this message? The part where when Christ made that statement, it was before the resurrection and before his ascension back into heaven. See, when Christ gave us the Holy Spirit, it was a deposit guarantee of our entire inheritance with God through Christ. Not only that, but now the same Spirit that lives in Christ lives in us. As Colossians says, "Christ in us, the hope of glory." Since only God can draw them near, he placed himself in you through the Holy Spirit to go draw others near. It's your God-given opportunity as a true follower of Christ to be an ambassador of his good news. It is the joyful duty of spreading the gospel. There is no room for excuses in the kingdom of heaven, because his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. That's 2 Peter 1:3. Listen, it's uncomfortable to share your faith, but God gave you the great comforter for a reason. He knew that it would be uncomfortable, but nothing worth value comes cheap, and most things worth doing are difficult at times. Yet God has given you the amazing opportunity to represent Him with all that you do. While you are here on this earth, you are literally able to have the blessing and the opportunity to represent Christ in everything you do. The Great Commission was not a mission for a few men. Rather, it was the commission sent to all believers by Christ through God the Father Himself. 2 Corinthians 5:19, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And He committed to us the message of reconciliation. Bro, listen. God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We're His ambassadors. I'm encouraging you this very moment to make the uncomfortable your new comfort zone. You don't have to go and hold a sign and scream at people in parks or on the side of the road. But if you would just take the time to study God's word, you would realize a life without Christ is not a life at all. You were created to interrupt other people's lives with the good news of the gospel. You are there to be an absolute blessing to everyone that you encounter by showing them what a renewed life through Christ looks like. 2 Peter 3:9. It's all about if it's not all about you, and it's truly about Him, then remember that this is 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance. See, if you've read the New Testament, then you would know that Christ speaks on hell a lot. And when you read what hell is described as, it's more horrible than you could ever imagine. Imagine, if you can though, an eternal existence void of the presence of God. All good is gone, it's void. See, eternity without God, man, that's worse than any horror movie that could ever be made. This is not a guilt trip. But I truly hope that you remember that every time you look into the eyes of a lost soul that is far from Christ. See, remember, we all fall short of the glory of God. There is no favoritism, and all of us were dead in our transgressions, but Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people live. This is your opportunity to be the torchbearer of your generation. God has a mission, a purpose, and a calling for your life. It's time to take the opportunity and have the courage to follow it. I pray that you boldly represent God in all matters and everything that you do. You do it for the glory of God. His generosity has been bestowed upon us so that we may be able to live a life that is richly filled with His abundance of faith, love, hope, grace, and mercy. May this peace of God rest on you, and the wisdom and the discernment be your God. I pray that He leverages all your time, talent, and resources for the kingdom of heaven. The time is short and the opportunity is now. Let's go show the world what true ambassadors of Christ really look like. Let's go show the world what it means to be free of judgment and condemnation. Let's allow God in us to draw them near, showing no favoritism, but making the gospel available to everyone freely. I pray all these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. I love you guys.